Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, baby, how you doing? You know, I'm gonna come right to the chase,
Here's another one of those fire-ass DJ at low exclusives.
Myself, I like to think that I was created for a special purpose. Now, what's more special than you?
DJ at low.
Good morning. This is Real Talk Radio. I am your host, Kay Sherelle. Yes, you know I am America's favorite Southern Belle. Just ask anyone, they will tell you. I thank you again for joining me so bright and early on this Saturday morning. I know it is not easy because if you are in the state of Georgia, more than likely you are looking at some rain clouds. And nothing like rain clouds to make you want to stay in the bed all day long. So, you got up with me. I'm going to do my best to keep you entertained and keep everything 100% real. Today, we are talking about tax questions. So, I have a tax expert that will be on with me, Miss Aisha Banks. She is the tax guru, amongst many other things, and I will give her an opportunity to tell you all about those things. And for those of you who are weekly listeners to the show, you know that I am short one right now, and I'm a little hurt. Mr. Jordan Lamar will not be on the air with me today, and yes, I'm very sad about it. I know I'm always teasing him, but hey, I am a little bit sad that he will not be joining me this morning. The regular 9-to-5 called, and, you know, he had to go because we are all in a recession, and I don't know. You know, come down to that, I can't say, hey, you know, stay with me. Can't do that. He had to go to work. So I want to send a big shout out to Jordan, wherever he is. Hopefully he was able to sneak a listen on to the show, let him know that we are missing him and thinking about him. So talking about taxes today, and I don't know if you are one of those people who is always so excited about income tax season, but I am not one of those people. Taxes, I don't know, are like watching paint dry, honestly. I'm not interested in them. I don't have any kids, and for some reason the federal government doesn't really think that I struggle enough during the year to give me a nice little refund. So I don't get excited about the W-2s. I don't know. Maybe at some point, one day when I do have kids, that I will get excited about it. But right now, I don't. And quite frankly, I don't really understand it. And maybe Ms. Banks will be able to help me understand it a little bit more. But I don't understand how you can take money out my paycheck every single time I get paid. You take money out. Federal tax comes out, state tax comes out, some other things come out. I don't really know what they're for here. It's like Social Security or for some, you know, other kind of government fund. But you take all of this money out now. But at the end of the year, you say I owe you more money? What type of math is that? That is what I really struggle to understand about taxes. How do you take money? How you take your money off the top? You get my money before I get my money, but I still owe you money at the end of the year. That math just doesn't really work for me. I'm not understanding it at all. And I don't really understand the whole you get so much per child sort of thing. So I'm really excited about the show today. Definitely hoping that, you know, I learn a lot, and maybe at some point I will become one of the people who gets excited about the W-2s. So before we get into the show and bring Ms. Banks on, just want to give a big shout-out to all of my coworkers who hold it down at the school in Atlanta. You know who you are. You know what school I'm referring to. I'm not even going to call your name out, put you out there like that. But I just want to tell you that the struggle is real. We all know that, and we're going to keep our head up because the motto, people, is September 1st, 2010. Everybody remember that, September 1st, 2010. But I want to talk about a headline that happened in Atlanta really quickly before we get into that, because I didn't understand it. It's not necessarily that it's a crazy headline, but I'm not understanding it. In Griffin, down in the Griffin area in Spalding County, a deputy sheriff was shot in the head while responding to a suicide call. I'm confused. If you're suicidal, don't you generally just kill yourself? If you kill someone else and then kill yourself, that's murder. It's not suicide. So, but I hear that he is in critical condition, and, you know, full details about what happened is not available at this moment, but definitely want to just send, you know, some love, some prayers down to that family, to the family of everyone that was involved in that, because I do understand that the deputy sheriff was shot in the head. There was just a car that was passing through the area, apparently, and was struck by one of the bullets. And then, of course, the person who was initially trying to kill himself is dead as well. So there are a lot of families right now that are, you know, grieving, that are just, you know, praying for their loved ones, you know, speedy recovery. So I want to send, you know, some love and some prayers that way, and definitely want you to think about them. And, of course, the people in Haiti, that story, I'm telling you, it's harder and harder every day to watch the news. But one thing you don't learn from this entire Haiti disaster, you can learn that God is very real. And I say that because people are still being pulled out of the rubble alive. God is very real. Very real, and this is your year to get to know him. I can't say that enough. You can get offended if you like, but that's the truth. God is very real, and you can't tell me that it's not God that is pulling these people out of this rubble alive. That's God. You know, how are you underneath rubble for weeks and you're pulled out alive? You know, no food, no water, you're pulled out alive. That's God. And I'm just so thankful, you know, that they're still finding live survivors. That's truly a blessing. So just really want to continue to send prayers and love that direction for everyone there. Definitely want to let you know up front that if you have not checked out my new MySpace website, you definitely want to do that, because there is audio on there of me, and yes, I am a little bit different than I am on the radio show, but I'm always 100% real. That's why the name of my show is Real Talk Radio. I don't know how to do it any other way other than be real. So go ahead, give you the guest call-in number, 646-595-4522. That is the number to call in to the show. If you have any questions about taxes, anything you would like to learn today, today is the day when you can actually have your questions answered by the tax guru, Miss Aisha Banks, because I know I have a list of questions. I'm sitting right here now looking at them, and I thought of some more while I was sitting here just doing it. And also, next week's show is From Dreams to Reality. That show will be so filled with so many different guests, you do not want to miss out. We will have the dynamic Mr. Jermaine Moody of Moody Time Productions. He is fantabulous, and yes, that's my own word. He is fantabulous. You will definitely enjoy getting the information that he will bring to you. Definitely excited about having Miss Octavia Bundridge, real estate broker for Metro Brokers. She will be on the air with me as well next week. I'm telling you, there is a wealth of information that she's going to bring to you. For those of you who have been dreaming about buying a house, refinancing, any of those things, she's going to bring it to you. So you definitely want to check out the show next Saturday. I can't stress that enough. And last but not least, I will have, you know, the Simply Marvelous, as my uncle would say, the Simply Marvelous Tia Ford will be on the show as well, and she is going to bring some information as far as getting healthy in 2010 and bringing some other information your way. So like I said, the show is going to be huge next week. huge, 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 like gigantic, like ginormous. Yes, that's another one of my words. The show is going to be ginormous, so you are definitely going to want to check out the show and just get this information, because it's time for us to stop dreaming in 2010. These shows this year have all been geared towards improvement of self and making sure that, you know, we don't just sit back idle anymore. You know, as a people, we have been idle too long. This year, we're going to make everything happen. We're going to get out of debt. We're going to buy that house. We're going to start that business. We're going to do all of those things. So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and bring on Miss Aisha Banks onto the show, let her introduce herself, and we're going to just get right into the meat of everything. So I just want to say good morning, Miss Banks. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I am fantabulous. I am so fantabulous. I'm so excited about the show today. Maybe you can get me excited about taxes, because right now I'm not there.
Okay, well, I would definitely get you excited, probably as excited as the 200 people in my office right now. So I'm actually having to walk down the alley to talk with you. So. But, yes, I know tax time is a very stressful time for a lot of people. That's why it's very important that you go to a tax professional so that that person can relieve that stress. And I promise you, it's not as bad as you think that it is. The IRS and Uncle Sam is not as bad as people think that they are. So,
you actually answered my first question, because that's one of the things I'm thinking about. You know, I see the commercials and I find it hilarious that they have Gretchen from The Real Housewives of Atlanta endorsing TurboTax. But that was one of the questions that, you know, I had in my mind. You know, why should you go to a tax professional? Why can't you just buy, you know, TurboTax or go to the library and get the forms and fill it out yourself?
I'm very glad that you asked that question. And the reason why is because TurboTax is not designed to be proficient in tax laws. You know, it's designed to give you the basics. I mean, a person with dependents and W-2s, simple. But that simple form can turn into something so complex that can help you get a lot of money back. People say, oh, there's people that get $10,000 back. That's reality. There's people that get $20,000 back from the government.
Whoa. What?
It is a reality, and these are people that's filing that might not even have dependents. But the thing is, these online tax softwares are not designed to know the laws. They're only designed to do basic things. There are so many deductions and so many credits that the government has for us, but the problem is we don't take the opportunity to research this information. We don't take the opportunity to find out what's best for us or what applies to us. So when you go to a tax professional, that person is trained to know the tax law inside and out. So they're able to tell you, hey, this applies to you. You can get a credit for doing this, or you can get a deduction for doing this. TurboTax is not going to tell you that, because it's only going to go by the information that you put in, not the information that you say. No.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, you just blew my mind in the first 3 minutes of being on air. You said people get $10,000, but you said they don't have kids, and I guess that was kind of the thing that I've always thought, that the only way you're really going to get money back is if you have dependents, and that's one reason why I don't get excited about tax season, because I don't have any kids. I'm like, what am I going to get excited about? I'm not getting anything.
No. The way the system works, and of course the government is designed to be a system, it's only – you can either get your money during the year, which is during the weeks when you get paid, or you can get it at the end of the year. It's just your personal choice how you decide that you want to do it. But if you decide to get your money during the year, the best thing to do is to consult with a tax professional, because if you get too much money during the year, then that's when you owe money back. So, you know, again, that's why those credits and those deductions are there to help reduce your tax liability, which is the money that you owe to the government. Because you have to keep in mind that anytime you earn money, the IRS says even if you find a dollar on the ground, you're supposed to report that as income, and that income has to be taxed. So with that income being taxed, that's where it doesn't matter. However much money you make, you have to pay in taxes. So that's okay. The first and foremost thing. But when you get the deduction, that and the credits, that helps keep you from paying that money in to the government. And paying money into the government is very important. And I really want to say this, so I'm very excited that you've got the opportunity, that I've had the opportunity to speak on your show, to let you know that the government is not bad. And paying taxes is very important. And this is what I'm about to tell you is going to blow your mind, because, I'm a high school teacher, and I teach this in the high school so that children can understand that it's important for once to file taxes, and it's important to pay taxes. Because every time you pay taxes, that is what helps relieve the economy of stress. You know, when you have to, all this, the wonderful roads that we drive down, that we pay in for taxes, that's how the government is able to pay people to pave the roads. When you have streetlights outside, you know, this stuff costs. And we use public bathrooms. You know, I tell my students, I said, how would you feel if every time you went to the bathroom, you had to pay every time you used the bathroom, right? Or every time you call the police and say, I need help, you have to pay them. We won't get a lot done, will we?
No, we won't.
But keep in mind that the taxes you pay in to the government, that money is used to pay police officers and, you know, construction workers that makes our lives easier, you know. So that's the importance of taxes. So when people don't pay taxes, that's when you see the economy starting to go down or to go bad. But, again, even though you can make a whole bunch of money, you know, and these people that make a whole lot of money, they pay a whole lot of taxes in. And that's important because if not, we won't have these different things. And, you know, there's different levels of people or income that people have, and all those levels of income is very important. So you have to pay taxes and be thankful, because if not, then our lives as a whole will be very stressful.
Okay. You know, now that is definitely a new way to look at taxes, because I honestly, and I'm just going to be honest, because this is Real Talk Radio, I've never really thought about where that money goes. I guess maybe I thought it all went to Congress for them to buy, you know, $500,000 toilet seats or something. You know, I never thought about it in that sense of if we didn't have it, when you call 911, they would send you a bill in the mail, just like when you have an ambulance ride, they send you a bill in the mail. So,
right. And another thing, too, that I want to add to that, a lot of people complain about that FICA taxes or Social Security taxes that's paid in. That's important. That is very important.
Who is FICA? First time I thought it was FICA, I don't know him.
It's actually federal insurance. It's just like an insurance policy that you're paying up, and then when you get to a certain age, you get it back. That's exactly what it is. It's just like an insurance policy, but it's Social Security, you know, and it's very important that we pay in Social Security, because when we get to retirement age, we don't want to continue to work, you know.
No.
So it's just like this. The government have a savings account for us, the savings account, and we contribute to that savings account every time we get paid. And then once we get 62 or 65, they give it back to us. That's it. That's Social Security. So that's very important, because nowadays a lot of people do not have retirement accounts. So if you work 30 years and now you're tired of working, if Social Security was not in place for you, then you wouldn't have money to sustain with after you get to retirement age. So it's very important to pay Social Security taxes. Medicare tax is important, too. With the Medicare taxes, that's the other that's included in the FICA. That right there, that helps people to, and I know it's kind of unfortunate, but people who do not have money to, or I take that back, the older people, like when you get to retirement age, you're more sickly. So therefore, you have to go to the doctor more, okay? Things are going up. They're not going down. So every time you go to the doctor, it's higher. So that Medicare insurance is used to relieve the stress that you will be paying for medical bills and prescriptions. So it's still important, even though you're paying it now. And like I said, it's a system, and the system is designed wonderfully. You pay it when you're young, so when you get older, you can just reap the benefits.
Okay. Yeah, now I'm all for Medicare just because, you know, my grandparents and my great aunt and everything, like, I'm, you know, going to the doctor with them and seeing, you know, how expensive everything is, you know, when you're elderly, like, that your medicine and, you know, the treatments and things you need are extremely expensive. And so, I've always understood the importance of that. And, I getting a better understanding of how everything is dispersed. And with that whole, you pay it now so you don't have to pay it later, that definitely, that's a great way to look at it. I sort of knew we were paying into it, but everybody's always talking about, oh, you're never going to see that money, you know, because of the way the economy is going. And I don't know, I'm hopeful that will not necessarily be the case. So, Medicare people, pay your taxes. My grandparents need to go to the doctor. Pay your taxes.
But
I was going to ask you, so tell me, what are the, like, this is a question, you know, we know how important taxes are. What are the consequences of not filing your income taxes? Like, for the people who say, well, I never filed, so I'm not going to start.
The consequences from filing, well, actually, I'll say this, it actually might hurt them more to not file, because there could be money that is owed to you, and you're only going to get it if you file taxes. And it's so many people say, well, I'm not going to file. And you have to think about it. That's your money. Like, you've paid money in. That's your money. Why wouldn't you get your money? The government's not complaining, because once you reach that 2-year, 3-year time span, if you don't file within 3 years, you don't get a chance to get your money anyway. So once that is out, they don't care that you recycle your money for something else. But, I mean, it's a disadvantage to you if you don't file. Now, for the people who owe money and don't file, the consequences is that, of course, you could be charged for tax evasion. And I know you guys have heard of a lot of celebrities who have been charged with tax evasion, you know, which
Wesley
is serious. Because
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes, yes. Jermaine Dupri, you know, like, there's a couple people. So you don't want, because now you have federal charges and you could be facing jail time.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
that's why the IRS said they stress file your taxes every year, because you can actually get to a point where you owe money back. And if you get to a point where you owe so much money back, now you can go to jail.
Yeah. Al Capone, like, killed, a trillion people and did all those things, but they finally brought him down for tax evasion.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Something so simple as always filing a tax return. Something so simple. But, yes, and something so simple can turn to a very serious charge where you can do up to 25 years in prison, in federal prison.
Federal prison?
Federal,
wow.
Yes, because it's a federal offense, because it's a federal government, yes. You want to be very
the rich criminals. That's not right. Like,
yes.
Everybody, you're sitting in cell block, and they're like, what you do? Murdered 8 people. What you do? Kill my wife. What
tax
you do?
Evasion.
They don't take your lunch every day in jail. You are not hard. I'm sorry. What was your crime? You didn't pay your taxes.
Yeah, so it is, especially now with the way the economy is, the government is being more more tedious on things like this, because one of the, not to place blame on, you know, this, but one of the reasons why the economy was not able to, you know, sustain itself through the recession is because people don't file taxes. It's so many people who don't file taxes because they owe money. And like I said, not knowing, like, wow, there's so many things I can do where I don't owe money, you know. And, I'll go in and start talking about that because I know that's what you guys really want to talk about, how to keep from owing money.
We want to show us the money. Show us the money.
Yes.
Show us the money.
Yes, but, you know, there's different things. Like, even when you go, I'll just go down the list of a few itemized deductions that people can use to write off on their taxes. One of them is medical and dental expenses. You know, whatever medical and dental expenses that was created in whatever year, we'll say 2009 because we're filing 2009 taxes now. So whatever medical and dental was created in that year, that's tax deductible. You can write that off. Any prescriptions, any hospital care, medical miles back and forth to the doctor, that's tax deductible. You can write all that stuff off on your taxes. You can write off your ad valorem taxes from your vehicle, your car tax. You can write that off. Property taxes, mortgage interest, charitable contributions, any amount that you've given to a qualified non-profitable organization, church tithes, church donations, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, and I know we all buy Girl Scouts cookies.
Yes, we do. So I need to start writing the Girl Scouts a check. Should I write them a check or, like,
yes.
Do you have? You need to receive some things right for these deductions.
Right. You definitely need to keep detailed receipts on the deductions that you have, because that's very important. Because if the IRS ever come back to you and say, hey, we need you to show us proof that you have these deductions, you already got it. You know, you can say, hey, here you go. You know, that was an allowable deduction.
Okay.
So...
Hmm.
But
good. Let's pause real quick. Aisha, I have a caller on the line. I'll go ahead and take this caller and see what the question is this morning. Good morning. You're on Real Talk Radio with Keisha Rell, and I have the fantabulous Miss Aisha Bates on the air with me. Who am I speaking with?
Good morning. This is Tia.
Good morning, Tia. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you all?
Good. What's your question this morning?
I actually have two questions. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can.
Okay. My first question is, up to how much can you write off for donations? Like, I have a house, and I was told that it can be itemized, but my mom's house paid off. So when we donate things to Goodwill, she always gives me her ticket, and I write down on there how much the stuff is worth. But, like, up to how much can I donate or you know, to get back? And then my second question is, if I'm in a business with a group of people, and how do we file our tax for that business? Like, if it's an investment club or something like that, how do we file our taxes? That way, everybody who has invested can get their money back without it having to go on one specific person's, you know, tax filing paper.
Okay. To answer your first question, that's for charitable contributions. I tell people, I tell my clients all the time that most of the time, 10% of your income is allowable. Now, if you have any more than that, you still can write it off, but the government is probably going to want detailed proof as far as cash contributions. Non-cash contributions, it's really whatever you give. I mean, like if you donate a car to an organization, you can write the cost of that or the fair market value of that car off to, you know, on your taxes. So it's really, I'm not going to say that there's a limit. I'm going to just say, you know, after you get over a certain amount, you just want to might have detailed records because the IRS might ask for it.
Okay.
Now, as far as your second question, whenever you're in partnership with other people, you definitely want to get a tax professional because there are different forms that has to be filed on your taxes, which means if you're, like I said, if you're in a partnership, you share the profits and you share the losses. So, therefore, whatever it is, it needs to be divided equally, or however the shares go, if it's a 50-50 or, you know, 20-80, however the shares go, that person gets that percentage. And if it's a profit, they have to claim that on their taxes. If it's a loss, they have to file it on their taxes. So it's a total different schedule that you, it's called a Schedule K-1 that you have to do to put that on your form. So it's a little bit more detailed when you're doing partnership businesses.
Okay, so we all have to go together?
I'm sorry. You don't necessarily have to go together. That one person can go and file, but that one person needs to, you know, make sure that they list. And, again, most of the time, especially if it's a profit, they list it right. If it's a profit, they'll list it right because they don't want all that money added to their taxes because they still have to pay taxes on that money. You know, it's a profit. You still have to pay taxes on it. So they will divide it equally. And it's one business return, but from that one business return, each person has to put that business, their percentage, onto their tax return.
Okay.
Did I make that clear, or do I need to reiterate? I'm sorry.
I think I understand. I mean, you do brought up other questions, but I think I understand. It makes sense.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right, T. You clear? You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
You good?
But right, just make sure on that business, make sure that that person goes to a tax professional because it needs to be done right. You know, because if it's not done right, then everybody is affected by it, not just that person that goes, just not that chairperson that goes about that. Everybody will be affected by it. So.
What type of document does she need to take with her when she go to the thing? Should she take, like, if they're putting money in, should she take receipts or cancel checks from the money, the amount that she put in, or is there a specific form that they should give her for that?
Well, whatever documentation that they record that they use to keep track of the money, they need to. And the most important thing is also making sure all the interest that have been gained is reported on there as well. So whatever statements and documents that have been put into it, it just needs to be taken to the tax professional, and they will be able to, you know, document everything for everyone properly. She needs to make sure she takes the names, social security numbers, and date of birth. Maybe not so date of birth, but definitely that personal information for the investors or everybody that's in the business so that they can be reported on the business return as well as officers.
Okay. All right. Well, you are definitely the guru in my book. I want to say thank you, Tia, for calling in this morning with your question. I do hope that Aisha was able to answer all of your questions thoroughly. And then all of you know who are listening to the show, as usual, if you have any additional questions, you can always send it to my email, and I will make sure that I put you in contact with her even after the show ends. So you know to send me an email, realtalk@sherelleinc.com. Or you can always go on to Facebook or MySpace and leave the questions, and I will definitely forward everything over to her because taxes, people are extremely serious. You will go to real prison for not filing your tax correctly. Let me ask you this. What are the consequences? Because I know someone, and he got back 1 year $5,400. He doesn't have child first. He only had like a little knock around part time job, doesn't own anything, no investments, doesn't take child care, anything, but he got back all of his money because he was claiming someone else's kids. Like, what, you know, and I know many people say that, you know, well, you better go buy your social security number. You know, people with, you know, four and five kids sometimes will so that children's, you know, social security number so you can file them on your taxes. Like, what are the consequences of that?
Oh, wow. The consequences behind that is the IRS will audit you and make you pay that money back if you cannot prove. The IRS are very strict right now. So for everybody that's listening and claiming other people's children, the IRS have increased their audit rates, which means that they are going to be pulling more people for review. And I want to say this because this is like one of our highlights this tax season, because normally in the past you can claim up to two children, get earned income credit, which is that extra money that people like. Well, this year, because the government knows that people are selling their children, the government says, hey, let's increase it to three children. This is the first time in tax history where a person can claim three children and get earned income credit. And that's kind of to stop people from selling their children. But to answer your question, when people, the IRS will pull you for review, and they want you to prove the child that you claim is biologically related to you, or through marriage. And that's, and it has to be close family, not distant cousins. It has to be daughter, son, stepdaughter, stepson, sister, brother, stepsister, stepbrother, niece, nephew, parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles. That's it. That's
okay.
The only, and they have to live in the house with you for more than 6 months out the year, which means you have to prove that that person lives in your house or that child lives with you. And how, and what they're going to ask for you to prove that information is they're going to ask for medical records and school records, because they want to see if the medical records and school records matches your address. Okay? And you have to prove, and you have to prove that you have provided more than 50% of their care. So, which means they're going to ask you for receipts for food. They want to see if that person's name is on your lease. They're going to ask you for utility bills that need to be in your name. They're going to ask you for canceled checks or receipts where you have bought clothes. They're going to ask you for all this stuff. And you have to be able to prove that. If not, then you're going to have to pay them money back plus interest and penalties.
Wow. I mean,
so that $5,400 that he got could, of course, he could have pay that back, but he could have a whole another $2,000 worth of penalties and interest added to it. So, you know, it's not worth it in the end.
No, and that's always my thing. And, you know, I guess maybe I am a big chicken when it comes to that, but I don't know. Certain things like that, it's just not worth it to me to lie about, just because that was like what I was thinking. I was like, well, if I claim, you know, these two children this year, but next year, you know, the mama has sold the Social Security number to somebody else, so then I'm going to claim, you know, it's going to look, you know, if I'm not a foster parent, where are all these children coming from every year?
And you mentioned foster parents, so I definitely want to throw this out there, because in the past, people would say, that's my foster child, because the IRS said, if you have a child and you that child live in your home and you treat that child as if it was your own, it is considered a foster child. Well, now, because people have taken advantage of that in the wrong way, the IRS has changed it where, in order to be considered a foster child, that child has to be placed in your home by a governmental agency, which means you have to be a legal foster parent in order to claim that child. Or you have to legally adopt that child in order for you to claim that child on your taxes.
Okay. Wow. That is a little bit crazy. We're going to pause. I got a caller on the line that wants to ask a question. And while I'm in the process of bringing that caller on, I want to give a shout-out to someone that is listening to the show. You know who you are. I'm just going to simply call you Houdini. You know exactly who you are. But I just want to say I thank you so much for listening to the show with me this morning. And If you decide you have any questions, just call in and talk. Or if you just want to say, hey, what's up, because this is my hey, what's up to you, Houdini. So right now I'm going to take this caller. Good morning. You're on the air. This is Real Talk Radio. This is Kay Sherrell. I have Ms. Aisha Banks on the air with me as well. Who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello, yes. Okay. I didn't know if it was me you were talking to. This is Octavia. How are you all?
Good.
We're fine.
Okay, I had a question. I'm sorry? Okay, yes, I had a question. You all were mentioning the audits, and recently when I got my taxes filed, I had a tax professional offer insurance to me. And I wanted to know, is that insurance actually legit? How responsible are the tax companies for situations if a taxpayer was to get audited? How responsible are those companies that did your taxes without the insurance? Because we give you all... Hello?
Hi, I'm here.
Yes, I wanted to know if you all, the tax professional was liable for any mistakes that were made during the process of filing your taxes, because I was offered insurance, and I'm thinking, why should I have to pay insurance if I'm not the one that's actually filing them? I'm not the one actually doing the work of entering the information if there were any mistakes made.
That is a very good question. Very, very good question. And I'm going to say this from an IRS auditor or previous IRS auditor standpoint. If someone messes up on your taxes, then you, as a taxpayer, is still held liable.
What?
Even though they offer you that insurance, because you have to realize you're the one who gets the money, so the government is going to want you to pay the money back. When a person is filing your taxes, and there are a lot of companies that offer that insurance out there, and most of the time, I don't want to call any name of the competitors, but most of the time, it's not valid, you know. It's not, because the IRS is not going to go to no-name tax service and say, hey, you did this person's taxes, it's messed up. You owe this money back. The IRS is going to send you that lovely letter in the mail saying your taxes is wrong. Can you send us our money back, or this is what you owe us? So, no, that insurance do not work. And I'm going to tell, and this is what I tell my clients all the time, and I'm going to tell everybody that's listening to Real Talk Radio, when you're choosing a tax professional, you want to choose that person just like you would choose a lawyer or choose a doctor. You want to make sure that that person is know what they're doing, because if they mess up, then you're still held liable for it. Just like if a doctor messed up, you can sue him, but you're still going to have the whatever he messed up on is still going to be affecting you. So you want to make sure you choose that tax professional seriously. So to answer your question, no, that is no peace of mind. That insurance that's offered.
And I'm glad I didn't pay for it. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Because I was just about to get into that, how they're able to offer that insurance. Only thing that insurance does is says if you have to go to tax court, because let's just say no name tax service messed up on your taxes, and the IRS says, and you say, okay, this is not my fault, I don't want to pay this. You know, the IRS says, well, you can appeal it in tax court. Well, when you go to tax court, you have to be able to justify why you feel like that the IRS is wrong. Not why the tax office is wrong, why the IRS is wrong, because you're going to tax court with the IRS. Now, that insurance, they will have a representative there to assist you as far as making sure the tax laws are, you know, into place, but it does not, if they mess up and you owe the IRS $3,000 back, that $20, $30, $40, however much dollars you pay for that insurance, they're not going to turn around and pay $3,000 to the IRS. That's just to have a representative there with you while you're at tax court.
Okay.
It's a subliminal message. And any IRS auditor would tell you, you know, that's the first, did someone offer you insurance? They'll ask that. If you ever go to a, what they call a field audit, that's when the IRS come knock on your door and say, we need to sit down at the kitchen table and go through some stuff. You know, they'll ask you that because they do want to know if, you know, someone offered you insurance, but that does not take that liability off of you. And for the tax officers that offer insurance, that's just something to get more money.
Okay.
Okay.
If a tax person messed up on your taxes, they should be able to fix it without you having to pay any extra money.
Okay. That is, wow, you just blew my mind again. I'm telling you, I want to say thank you to Octavia for calling in. I hope you will continue to listen to the show. I mean, that's wild, though, to me, like that they can offer you insurance, but the insurance really doesn't do anything.
Right.
I,
it gives you, it's more to give you that peace of mind, not necessarily to take away that liability. Like I say, it's a subliminal message. They offer it to give you the thought of that if something happens, you know, which if something happens, then from a business standpoint, they should be able to help you anyway without how you've already paid them to do your taxes.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's, Wow, I'm going to have to talk to Obama about that. That's just crazy to me that I don't know that there are so many things out there where they can just get your money and, you know, things like that. It's a little bit disturbing, but I'm glad you told me that because I'm already skeptical of tax professionals. I'm just going to say that I am because I don't know. I'm always kind of skeptical with people, other people having interaction with my money, but knowing
right.
that, you know, when I go to one because I had decided that, you know, it's not worth it for me to do my own anymore, to, you know, then I'm a little bit more versed in the lingo, so when they start offering me insurance, I'm going to call them shady and say no.
Right,
but
right.
I want to ask you some questions about some things that are if some things are tax deductible,
okay.
because I know probably some of the listeners want to know, things like child care. Is child care tax deductible?
It is. It is. Actually, I take that back. It is a credit. Child care, you get a child care credit. And credits are good because credit is a dollar for dollar deduction that is added to your taxes. It's added to the
okay.
bottom of your refund. So you do get credit for child care.
Okay, what about getting your hair did and dry cleaning? Is that tax deductible?
Getting your hair done, no. That's a personal expense. Dry cleaning, it depends on the nature of your business. You know, a lot of people, if you says what they consider uniforms is things that cannot be worn in public, like a doctor cannot just go out in scrubs all day, or nurses, you know, different things like that. Not people that walk around in businesses, the cute dresses and different things like that. Those are regular clothes. So, you know, if your company, if you have company uniforms that has a company name on it or your name on it and you take it to the dry clean, yes, because that's uniform upkeep. But if you have a three-piece suit and you need it, then you have to wear that to work and you just, I mean, and it's a nice suit, and you say, I'm going to go spend $500 on this suit because it looks nice. If you can wear it somewhere else outside of work, then no, that's not tax deductible.
Oh, man. That's not.
So it has to be a uniform.
I mean, but that's your uniform. You know, everybody wears the black suit to work. That's not uniform? Maybe.
No.
No.
Maybe,
no.
But no. Everyone,
okay.
and that's the thing, like I said, the IRS says it has to be clothes that you cannot wear every day. You can, you know, the black suits you can wear every day. You can wear it to church. You can wear it to a funeral. You can wear it to anything personally that you're going to. But it's very rare that you're going to see a doctor wear his scrubs to a funeral or to church or, you know, things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I get it. What about, okay, very important question, gas, because it takes gas for me to drive to work and
mm-hmm.
to church and to make donations to Goodwill. Is my gas tax deductible?
your, as far as Goodwill and church, when you're doing charitable events, yes, there are what they call charitable miles. Now, to and from work, it's a little different. And a lot of people have this in their mind that, hey, I can go, I can drive back and forth to work and get gas taken off. And it saddens me because a lot of tax, I'm going to say tax preparers, I'm not going to say tax professionals, sometimes allow people to take these expenses. But it depends on, again, the nature of your job. If your job requires you, if your job requires you to have a company vehicle that you provide gas and all this in, then yes. But you have to keep in mind that most companies don't say you have to drive a car to work, because you can take the bus, you can take a cab. You know, that's a personal expense, you going to and from work.
What?
When you're filing on your taxes, it has to be unreimbursed employer expenses. It has to be a business expense. And you going to and from work is not a business expense. But the IRS will allow you to deduct mileage between jobs. If you had two jobs, you can deduct the mileage between two jobs. Or if you was a student and you went to school and worked, you can deduct the miles from the school to your job. Not from your home to school or from your home to job. It has to be in between both of them. So as to answer your question about personal gas to and from work, no, unless the company requires you to drive a vehicle to work. And it's in the company policy that you have to drive a vehicle to work, then that would be considered unreimbursed employer expenses.
Okay.
I know, it's a shocker, isn't it?
And I was already with my gas receipt, boy. 9 miles every day? What? One way? I was ready. So my last question, because we're running out of time here, but this is another question I think that's very important for, you know, the people listening and for me as well. People who started a business last year, business expenses as far as like advertising or, you know, certain things with your business you had to get, like if you started out in real estate and you know, you have to, all of these things you have to buy, you know, the special key to get in, business cards, you do business lunches and things like that. Like, what's tax deductible?
All of that is tax deductible when you have your own business. If you have a business, things become a little different. And it's a very good thing when you have a business. If you're working a regular 9-to-5 and then you have a business, and I'm going to throw this out there, sometimes that's how people get these $10,000 returns, because they might make a whole bunch of money during the year at the regular 9-to-5, but then they have a side business that they use to reduce their taxes or reduce their income, because they, most of the time you're going to have a loss at your business the first 5 years. The IRS will allow you a loss at your business the first 5 years before they say, hey. But as far as advertisement, vehicle expenses, you can do any legal or professional fees, any supplies, any repairs and maintenance. You can deduct your cell phone if you use it for 100% business. Meal and entertainment every time you go out to eat and talk about business. If you flew to Jamaica on business and you talked about business, that's tax deductible. It's a whole office supplies. Wow, there's so many things. If you rent or lease, that's tax deductible. Any utilities, that's tax deductible when you have your own business, yes. Even if you have a home-based business, that is tax deductible.
Okay, so now, how official does your business have to be to deduct it? Like, you have to have a business license or a tax ID number or what?
You necessarily, it depends on the city that you're in. Most cities, I'll say some cities, require you to have a business license if you are conducting business in the city. The IRS do not require you to have a business license to conduct a business. As far as a tax ID number, you can actually conduct a business without a tax ID number for 2 years. You don't have to have a tax ID number. You can actually use your Social Security number as a tax ID number for your business. So, you know, you don't have to have one. But it is good to have one. it is good to have one because it then kind of separates you from your business because you have personal expenses and then you have business expenses. So you want everything that's business to be related to business, nothing personal.
Okay, so my now my business is basically home-based. That's the home is central, so my rent and utilities and everything are tax deductible?
Yes. Yes.
Did not know that. Did not know that. We'll definitely be printing out all those checks.
If you have internet, if you have internet, that's deductible. Any computers or anything that you purchase, desks, chairs, whatever, it is tax deductible when you have your own business.
Did not know that. See, I'm really definitely gonna have to have a tax professional.
The gas is tax deductible when you have your own business.
See, now that I did not know, and so I don't think everybody else might have known that either. That your rent, okay, rent, mortgage, anything like that. If you're home based, that's tax deductible.
Mm-hmm.
Did not know that.
Yes. And also, you can actually get a credit for having a home-based business. You know, you have to. It's a little bit more tedious, but the only thing that the IRS wants to know is how big is your home, the square footage of your home, and, you know, the square footage of the area that you use for your home-based business. And that's tax deductible. You get an extra credit for that. Yes.
Wow. I'm excited about taxes now, boy. What? I'm excited now. Go taxes. Yay. Because I honestly did not know that. I don't know what I was thinking about in that, but that was one of the questions that came to my mind was about, you know, if you have a business, because there are many people who have started home-based businesses to supplement income, you know, in this recession.
Right.
And so did not know all of those things. And so there are so many things that, you know, I could have been deducting all along, and I just didn't know. TurboTax didn't tell me.
Yes, TurboTax did not tell you that. And another good thing that they have right now, well, actually, the government has a lot of good credits this year, wonderful credits. That's helping people get, I mean, even the average common people right now is leaving with $9,000 tax returns, and they just work a job and have dependents and went to school. But there's a lot of extra credits that are out there this year. So I tell people, take advantage of your tax professionals this year because it's so many things that TurboTax and all these tax online tax things are not going to tell you. There's a new school credit. It's called a American Opportunity Credit. Wonderful credit. You know, I got people getting, the students getting an additional $1,200 just for being a student on that credit. There's, of course, the first-time home buyers credit. They've extended that for until April where you can get an additional $8,000 if you purchase a home. There's a long-time home buyer's credit where if you've been in a home for a certain period of time, you can get up to $6,500 just for purchasing a home and being in the home. It's a lot of credits out there this year that is helping people get phenomenal tax refunds, wonderful tax refunds. So I would say to everybody, take advantage of your tax professionals this year because TurboTax could not hold all that information.
No, and it really sounds like before you actually get your taxes filed, and I know a lot of people are always very anxious to go ahead and, you know, they want to get some money back, but it sounds to me like it would be better to maybe have some kind of consultation with a tax professional, you know, talk about, you know, some of the things that you're doing and all of that, and then you get a nice little list of, okay, all of these things, you know, you can get credit for and all of these things you can get deductions from, and then go back with that information rather than just, you know, being so anxious to get something back quickly to just run with your debt to and do that.
Right, and a lot of people never realize how much money they miss out on, you know. And if a person does not claim their tax return within 3 years, then the IRS keeps that money, you know. And it is so, you know, people come to me all the time, Can you redo my taxes? Because somebody else did them last year, and somebody said that I could do this and do that and do this. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Come on. I'll redo your taxes for you. And a lot of people, because they don't know. And the thing is, you have to consult a tax professional in order to get it done. Don't ask your cousin next door or your friend that stay down the street, because they're going to only tell you what they think they know or what they heard somebody else say that might not be correct. So you need to go to the horse's mouth. Go to the tax professional. Let them tell you this is what you need to do, this is what you can do, and this is how to do it.
Yeah, I feel you on that. That's definitely what I'm thinking now, and I'm thinking there are a lot of people I know who have quickly went and got their income taxes done, but just off of some of the things that you said, there are some deductions that I know they did not know about. So they're
right,
definitely
right.
going to want to get, you know, these their taxes redone. I'm so glad that, you know, I take my time with it, because I'm, you know, I consider that to be free money. If I end up getting anything back, I consider that free money. I'm not counting on that. You know, I'm not one of those people who's counting on the income tax money to come in to, you know, make everything right in the world now. So
right. But I want you to change that perception. Don't look at it as free money. Look at it as your money, because that's what it is. It's your money.
It's like money I'm not counting on. It's kind of like when you get a
right.
check in the mail that you forgot about.
Right.
It's like, oh, yeah, I did send that rebate off. You know, it's like I'm not really counting on it. I'm not waiting on that money to do something with. And so I take my time, you know, with getting my taxes done every year.
Right.
And so now with all of this, I'm really going to need time to really gather up all of these things now, because I will definitely want to do all of my deductions, because if nothing else, I definitely want to break even. You know?
Definitely.
Definitely want to break even with that. So I tell you, you have blown my mind this morning. Oh, my goodness. I'm just spinning and excited now, because I really have a clear understanding of the tax laws and how to do things and what I can claim. I'm very excited now. I thank you so much for being on the show. That is wonderful.
You're welcome.
So right now, if you want to tell, if anyone is interested, you can tell people how they can contact you directly if they don't want to go through me, if they have any additional questions, or if they're interested in you doing their taxes.
Okay, definitely. Again, my name is Aisha Banks. The name of my business is Money Works Financial Services, and I have to throw my slogan in there, because at Money Works, we teach people how to make money, save money, and get out of debt, so therefore we show them how money works. But I'm located in Albany, Georgia. The address is 1104 West Gordon Avenue, again, Albany, Georgia, 31707. Our phone number is area code 229-435-8224. And anytime, if you just need a question answered or you just thought about something, call in. One of our tax professionals will be able to assist you. If you say, I only want to talk to the girl that I heard on the radio, they'll get me. So I'm here every day, all day. I did taxes up until 2 o'clock this morning. So during tax season, we definitely work. We definitely put the work in. So we're always here. Call us. We have after-hour numbers as well. If you just wake up in the middle of the night and have an epiphany and say, hey, I have a tax question, call us. We're always on standby. So you can email us at moneyworkfinancialservices, S on the end of services, at yahoo.com. You can check out our website, moneyworksfinancialservices.com. So either way, you'll find us.
Yes, and if nothing else, you can always get in contact with me and say, I need to talk to the tax guru that was on the show. I will be more than happy to put you in contact with her. Aisha, I'm telling you, I'm excited now. I definitely will be seeing you at Money Works because I'm ready for the work that I've done to finally show me a little bit of the money gathering up these things. But I'm telling you, it was a dynamic show. You are welcome to be back on the show at any time you can fit us into your schedule, because I know tax season is crazy, and I am so appreciative of you taking the time out to come on the show and talk to my listeners and get these questions answered, because I feel like everybody really did ask important questions. There were even questions that I had on my list, you know.
Yes,
so you have definitely helped us this morning. So just thank you so much for everything. Any final statement you want to say before we leave?
Hey, like I said, just go to a tax professional or come to the tax professional. That would be me. And we would definitely, I have clients all over the United States. I have clients out of the United States. You can fax your information in. You can email it to me. You can call me. Any kind of way, don't think that just because you're not in my area that I cannot assist you. I have clients, again, like I said, I have at least 3 clients in every state in the United States. So definitely call me. We will take care of you, and you will definitely be satisfied. We will show you how money works.
I believe you. That she said, all right, the tax expert. You can go to tax professionals, but if you want the tax expert, you definitely want Miss Aisha Banks. Thank you so, so much for being on the show. Very quickly, though, if you don't mind, Aisha, can we please tell people how I met you, our first encounter? Because it's hilarious. I think about it all the time, and I just laugh. So,
when I first met her, my husband has a clothing store in this area, so I walked in the store, and I spoke, and my husband has a serious look on his face, and I was like, who is that? He was like, oh, this is my girlfriend, and it just, and I just stood there dumbfounded, like, what? And she has this look on her face, did not smile, did not say anything. She was just looking at me. And so a few minutes later, I was like, okay, we're just playing.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Mom, like, I was so caught off guard because he said, like, I'm behind the counter, and I used to walk in, and, you know, I had never met her before. I've only heard about it. She walks in, and she's speaking to everybody, and I'm like, okay, you know, this must be a regular customer. And I'll say, you know, she walks up, my cousin, it's clear that, okay, she's not a regular customer, and she's like, you know, looking like, why is this girl behind the counter? Like, who is she? Why is she behind the counter with you? What's going on? He's like, oh, that's my girlfriend. I was like, I looked at him like, what? I was like, Lord Jesus, I'm going to get shot. No, don't let me get shot. But no.
Yes,
no.
It was hilarious.
It was absolutely hilarious. I told him that joke was not funny because it could have went wrong. In so many different ways. Aisha could have not been so nice about it. It just popped me upside the head. And then, you know, it's this big brawl in the store. But, you know, luckily she was real mellow about it. Like, okay, I'm going to wait on you to explain and take that look off your face. You know, I'm waiting on the explanation. And I'm like, I don't know what to say because I don't know how far he's going to go with this joke. All I know is the exit is blocked. I'm still going to have to stop, drop, and roll.
Yes,
but it was crazy. But I hope that you will, when you're not so busy doing everybody's taxes, that you will continue to tune into the show.
Will do. Yes,
all right. Well, thank you so much. Want to just give that warmest shout out to Miss Banks. Oh, fantabulous show. Today with her has blown my mind. So, you people, it's the end. We ran a little bit longer today than we expected, but you know how it goes. It's the end. I'm Kay Sherelle. This is Real Talk Radio. Check me out on the website, SherelleInc.com, MySpace/Kimberly Sherelle, fan page on Facebook, Kimberly Sherelle. Yes, I love my name. God gave it to me. I love it. So right now we're just going to go ahead and end the show. Oh, and again, Jordan Lamar, missing you on the show. Hope you will be able to join us next week if the man doesn't have you oppressed, you know, working hard or whatever. But you go ahead and you make that money, honey. do what you have to do. So we're going to take a minute because, you know, every now and then you just really need to take a minute and let everything breathe. This is K9. Take a minute. Thank you. Join me next week, Real Talk Radio, at 11 a.m. K. Sherelle, and I'm out.
And any man who knows a thing knows he knows not a damn thing at all. And every time I felt the hurt and I felt the giving getting me up off the wall, I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breathe. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breathe.
How did Mandela get the will to surpass the everyday when injustice had him caged and trapped in every way? How did Gandhi ever withstand the hunger strikes and all? Didn't do it to gain power or money, if I recall, it's a gift. I guess I'll pass it on, mother thinks it'll lift the stress of Babylon. Mother knows, my mother, she suffered blows. I don't know how we survived this violent episode. I was so worried, it hurts to see you bleed. But as soon as you came out the hospital, you gave me sweet, yeah. They tried to take you from me, but you still only gave them some prayers and sympathy. Dear mama, you helped me write this by showing me to give is priceless. And any man who knows a thing knows he knows not a damn thing at all. And every time I felt the hurt and I felt the giving getting me up off the wall, I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breathe. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breathe.
All I can say is the worst is over now. We can serve the hard times. Divorce is over now. They try to keep us out.